I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we take a look at the highlights from last night's games on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. The Tulip City Showdown was on, and Andrew Schneider had the baseball call on 92.1 KRLS.
Live inside our Pella Real Estate Services radio broadcast booth, live on 92.1 KRLS in Pella Dutch Live. It's the Tulip City Showdown, round two, as Pella looks for the season sweep over their crosstown rival from Pella Christian, the Eagles and Dutch, on the baseball diamond. He's certainly gotten tall. He hits one well to left field off the bat of Kalman. This ball is long gone. A towering home run and a no-doubter off the bat of Lake Kalman, and the Dutch take a 2-0 lead. Van Zee sets up the 2-2 as a ball smacked to left field. That ball is deep and over the head of DeVries and will one-hop off the wall. One run will score. Here comes Kettler. And a two-run double for Lake Kalman. Have a game, young man. And a 4-0 Dutch lead, all thanks to the right fielder. For too long. He waited on it. Ground ball through the right side. That's a hit. The Dutch defense, again, kind of aligned in a kind of a strange position, I thought, and wasn't super well struck there by Caleb, but he found the opening between Jablonski and Vandeloon, who, had they been straight away, chance for two. Instead, it's an RBI single, and the Eagles are on the board. The 2-2 is a called strike three, a beauty of a curveball. Five strikeouts in a row for Isaiah Kettler. Let's give that one a Randall Roofing raise the roof moment of the game. Kettler is shutting the door. Pella one pitch away from a season sweep of the maroon and gold. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And the Dutch will slam the door shut on the Eagles. And Pella, final score 5-2, will sweep the Tulip City Showdown, both baseball and softball.
Final score, Pella 5, Pella Christian 2. On the softball diamond between Pella and Pella Christian, Tyler Crabb had that call on KNIAKRLS.com, KRLS 3.
Maddie Van Zee's offering an Ava Curry deep drive to right field. That one will leave the park. We'll call it another Randall Roofing raise the roof moment of the game. When the moment arises and it's time for a new roof, think Randall Roofing. Let's give it our drive of the game as well. Presented by Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesleyan Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella. A two-run shot for Ava Curry gives the Dutch an 8-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Riggin, ground ball that gets by Banstra at second base, is going to play at least two runs as the throw comes into Van Zee. It hops over the glove, and Aaron Knucklefield. Riggins will get the second on the throw. But it's a two RBI single for Kiki Riggin, and Pella now leads it 10-0 in the second inning. And now Parks rips a single into right field. That's going to play at least one run. Maya Heisman will get it in. Kiki Riggin will move to third. Park safe at first, 11-0 Dutch. 1-0 the count here to Ava Curry, and she will blast a single into the left center field gap, make it a double as she makes the turn. She's looking in, and she will pull up at second. That'll play Riley Parks and make it 13-0 Dutch. Ava Curry continues her torrid night for the Dutch. 3-for-3 with three RBIs, two runs scored. And now Rosenboom high fly ball into left field. But there to make the catch is going to be Riley Park. So Rachel Kekmarinski makes it all the way to third base for Pella Christian, unable to score. Pella wins it 13-0.
Final score, Pella 13, Pella Christian nothing. Our final stop is Indianola and Dallas Center Grimes baseball. Playing the role of Andrew Swadner was Clayton Sampson on 94.3 KNIA.
That ball will be hit right at Richie, and an excellent fielding play there at second. What a play there by Indianola in the field by Jack Strawn. So Jack Strawn doing it in the field with that play that bounced off the pitcher's mound. He got it, retired the runner at first, so Strawn showing he can do it with the bat and with the glove here tonight. Excellent play there by Jack Strawn. It's a really good senior season here by Jack Strawn. And we'll see if he can bring in a run here. Count 1-1 now to the senior. That ball is going to be hit deep. I don't know if the fielder's going to get to it. And that ball is gone! Three-run home run for Jack Strawn. What a hit. Strawn just bounced on that pitch, went over the fielder's heads, in there for a three-run home run for the Indians as they hop out to a 3-0 lead. And that ball will be ripped to center and will be caught. Indianola gets it done. Indianola knocks off 27-1, now 27-2. Ranked DCG to get a huge Little Hawk Hawkeye Conference win here at home tonight. What a performance tonight by Indianola, both with the bats and in the field. Indianola gets it done, 5-0 over the Mustangs. Incredible performance here by Indianola.
Final score, Indianola 5, DCG nothing. Those were last night's highlights from our baseball and softball games on KNIA KRLS and KNIAKRLS.com. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.